You're listening to It's a Level 10 Life, a brand new show on the Nafs Connection podcast, and I'm your host, Seema Azmat. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A very warm welcome to everyone tuned in. In case you're new here, I'm an ACC credentialed coach as designated by the ICF, and I work with my clients in the capacity of building a disciplined lifestyle backed by the Quran and the Sunnah. This show is a space where I share about the nitty-gritties of living a level 10 life as a Muslim woman, a space where I share about my thoughts, experiences, and lessons on self-discipline, personal development, relationships, living a spiritually contented life, and everything in between and beyond. So without further delay, let's dive right into today's episode, shall we? Inshallah, let's go.
Quote of the day.
Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he said, "The heart in its journey towards Allah is like a bird. Mahabba, love of Allah, is its head. Khawf and Raja, fear and hope, are its two wings." Human beings, every single one of us, we are all born upon the true and pure nature of being in obedience to our Creator. The knowledge of who Allah is already embedded within us. It is called the fitra. And it is within our fitra to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our master and creator. But along the way of growing up and being exposed to the innumerable experiences of this dunya, we forget and deviate from this knowledge and understanding of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Our goal in this life, in its entirety, is this pursuit of finding our way back to this pre-existing knowledge. And in order to understand ourselves, the creation, it is extremely important to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. And when we know the creator, we learn the purpose of creation, which is why are we here? What are we doing here? Are we here for nothing? Or is there something? Is there a reason and a purpose to all of this? So how many of us can say that we know ourselves 100%? Speaking for myself, it took a long time for me to find myself and truly understand who I was and to become truly aware of my priorities and what truly mattered in my life. It is through knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I found myself and my purpose of being in this world. The first step in this direction was to first and foremost understand the love for and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If your upbringing had been anything like mine, you would know that growing up, we were taught that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But it was something which was very superficial. It was not internalized to its full glory, let's say. So for me, I couldn't quite understand this concept clearly, except that I was constantly being told that I should love Allah. Like it was a given. It's something like, you know, just because there's somebody's telling me that I should be loving Allah, it would come naturally to me. And this was reinforced over and over again. So it was ingrained in a sense within me that I should love Allah, but I did not have the understanding why, or for that matter, I didn't even understand or I didn't even have the understanding of Allah's love for me. So let me invite you to pause here and give you a chance to think about these questions. What occurs to you when you think of Allah's love for you? What does His love mean to you? So what does it mean to love Allah? Love of Allah is the foundation of all deeds. As Ibn al-Qayyim rahimullah, he said, he compared the spiritual heart to a bird. So he said, love is its head, the head of the bird, and fear and hope are its two wings. As a true slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to approach Allah through our love for Him, as well as through our fear and hope in Him. Only when the head and both the wings are sound, would the bird be able to take flight? So imagine if the bird loses its head, it dies, right? And if it loses its wings, then it's completely vulnerable to the dangers from the predators. And some of the Salaf suggested that for the person to be sound of heart, they should be giving preference to fear over hope. And when leaving this dunya, that is, when a person is dying during an illness, a person should give precedence to hope over fear. This is because when we are in the peak of our time, fear keeps us grounded and keeps us away from sins. And when we are leaving this world, then we hope in Allah's mercy to enter us into Jannah, inshallah. On the other hand, there were others who said, it is befitting for the heart to incline towards fear, as it makes sense, because if it relies too much on hope, then anything goes, right? It becomes so easy to fall upon sin, and hope in Allah becomes an excuse to justify any and all kinds of corruption, as I just said before, subhanAllah. And then there were others who said that the most perfect state of the heart is a balance of hope and fear with a heavy reliance upon love. So love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the essence of our existence. It is the nourishment of our souls. It is the sustenance for our hearts. Just as we feed and nourish our bodies with food and medicine when we are sick, love of Allah is that medicine for our diseased hearts and souls. So love is something we often yearn for in our own lives, don't we? And we even see it as a collective human need. We see people wanting to understand love, learn about it. Some even write poetry about love, don't they? We even compete for love. For example, love of the parents, the spouse, children, etc. But the most important love as believers is the love of the one who created us. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the core of our existence. To not have the love of Allah is in the likeness of death and despair. Love of Allah is the rope that we hold on to in the times of darkness. It shines as a light that guides us through dark and tough times. Love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the cure for all the diseases of the heart. The diseases of the heart, which include jealousy, laziness, unhealthy comparisons, attaching our hearts to someone or something the way only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves, being amazed at ourselves and our actions. It is a state of blindness where we are unable to see that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These diseases lead to weakness in faith, a state of blindness and heedlessness, and then we wonder why we don't have contentment in our lives. Subhanallah. Umair ibn Habib al-Khatmi radiallahu an used to say, Iman increases and decreases. Someone asked, what increases it and what decreases it? He replied, if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Him and declare His perfection, that is what increases it. If we are heedless, squander and forget, that is what decreases it. This blindness is a result of our own choices and actions based on those choices. Our choices and actions that are driven by the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only true means of attaining happiness in this dunya as well as the akhirah, through which we would be able to reach success of any kind, especially the ultimate success of all successes, that is Jannah, inshallah. When we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with ihsan, the fact that although we don't see Allah, He sees us, and tawakkul, complete certainty in His decree, we receive something far greater in return. That is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we gain in this understanding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us is the experience and reflection of that love in our lives. And how do we see this? And inshallah, I will try to list these things down as point one, point two, in that order, inshallah. And how do we see this? We see that point number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of all of our affairs and they are all in place. You know, you feel that Allah has made things easy for you to achieve in life, like He makes your affairs easy for you. And point number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protects us from the attachments of this dunya. I'm sure like most of you would have experienced this in your life for yourselves as well, that sometimes you really want to talk to someone, you are trying to call all of your friends and everybody is busy, like, you know, nobody is available to talk to. Sometimes even probably you want to talk to your mom and your mom is busy. At least I have experienced this myself, subhanallah, that when I, like, you know, he puts you in this situation where you feel that, like, you know, there is this need for you to reach out to people in order to feel better, but Allah will not let that happen for you, and there is a reason for that, subhanallah, because He wants you to know that it's only Him that you can turn to, like, you know, and there is so much wisdom in that, subhanallah. And there are situations where He will take away loved ones from your life, like, you know, you lose them and they'll pass on. And then there will be relationships that you put so much importance to in your life. And those, you see that those relationships have been cut off from you and you lose people in your life. And then there are certain situations where you have this like desire for something, really, really strong desire for something, that you want this thing, let's say like a job, like, you know, like you want this job, or you feel that I want this thing, whatever that could be, like, you know, and then Allah will put you in a situation where that does not happen for you. And all the wisdom that all this happens, these situations arise in your life, and these losses that happen in your life, it puts you on a learning. And this learning is that Allah is teaching you to detach yourself from the dunya and put your attachment only onto Him, inshallah. Point number three is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us love and acceptance from people. Subhanallah, it seems like a little counterintuitive to the point number two, where He detaches us from people and He creates situations where we learn to put our attachment only on Allah. And on the flip side, subhanallah, He grants us this love and acceptance from a whole new set of people, subhanallah, who see us and accept us for the sake of Allah, and they love us for the sake of Allah, subhanallah. And the point number four is that He tests us often. And subhanallah, it kind of like shifts the entire perspective of tests and tribulations, right? Because now we see that the prophets were tested the most, right? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loved them the most. So when we find ourselves in this state of trials and tribulations, it gives comfort and solace to our hearts that subhanallah, we are going through this trial because Allah, He loves us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. And if you can just go back to point number one and reflect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the affairs of those He loves easy for them. So what that means is that although you're going through this trial, this test, the experience of it does not feel like a struggle. It does not feel like a painful experience for you, but rather the experience itself, in spite of the test, feels like the ease is accessible to you within the hardship and the trial that you're going through. It is within, it's like it contained, the ease is contained within the hardship and the trial, subhanallah. And the point number five is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant us a beautiful end, and subhanallah, He will create this opportunity for us towards our end to end our lives upon a good deed, subhanallah. And may Allah grant us all the opportunity to end our lives upon a good deed. Ameen. And finally, point number six is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would grant us protection from our enemies, and He would, like subhanallah, in the times that we are living in, He would grant us that protection and He'll keep us safe, inshallah. And just before I let you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you're listening to me on Spotify or Anchor FM, there is a community tab in the bottom of the audio where you can find the questions that I'm asking on this podcast over there. So you can go in and answer those questions there so that we can have some interaction and we can have some connection via the community tab, inshallah. So I'll see you there. You were listening to It's a Level 10 Life on the Nafs Connection podcast, brought to you by the Level 10 Muslimah Life Coaching. To learn more about me and how you can work with me, visit my website www.level10muslimah.com. Until next time, take care and stay blessed. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.